then that authority begins to change a little bit. They became very attentive to the missionaries. And that was okay. And right on through the 30s, the churches in every one of our villages were very strong. And I'm sure most of these older people will vouch for me along that line. And as long as the churches were strong, our family ties, and everything that has to do with the family life, the education at home, and the family ties, the parents' guidance, and all those things were very strict. The parents were very strict. And everything was okay. And all through those times, last year the meeting, I've had Eskimo pastors, native pastors that can preach the gospel in their own tongue. And that was great, because all our people were Inupiaq. They were preaching to the Inupiaq. Because that was their first tongue, it was easier for them to preach the gospel in native tongue. But you know, as we got educated, as we get further and further, higher and higher in our education, we go further and further away from our own language, from our parents' language, from the Inupiaq language. Till pretty soon we completely broke our ties from our elders. What he may know in his native tongue that he would like to have passed on to us, we have no time for that old man. Besides, we can't understand him anyway every time we start to talk, because he now talks in a different tongue. And I now talk in a different tongue. So there is a barrier between he and me. He would like to have teach me how to set a trap where his forefathers and all those that were before him had taught him the hunting grounds, the trap lines, and where his fathers and forefathers taught him to fish. He would like to have taught me all those things, but I got no time for him. So that's where we are. We have this barrier that is set. Every time one says something, I don't have the time of the day for him. Besides, I don't understand him anyway. He's got a different tongue. He speaks in different tongues. And every time I want to talk to him, he can't understand me, because I speak in a different tongue. And he can't quite hear the things that I would like to talk to him about. And that's how it's become in most of our villages. And as good as the ministry is, as good as the churches were for a long period of time, the pastors, being native, preferred to preach their gospel in a native tongue. Pretty soon all those young people that speak nothing but English now would come to church in number. But as soon as the preacher began to speak in a native tongue, they can't understand anyway, so what's the use of going to church? So today, our numbers, as far as the young people are concerned, are very few. There are very few that attend the church. It's not because the gospel is not being preached. It's not because going to church has become bad. It's because there, again, is the barrier. The person that comes to church cannot understand what is being said. As good as it is, when you can't understand something, no matter how good it might have done you, how can you apply it into your life? So today we have those two barriers. We have broken away from our cultural ties. We don't know the language anymore. So all that knowledge that our older folks carry in their heads, how to set a trap, how to find their way, no matter where you drop them off, in that very area. He might take off in the morning, and suddenly, while he's way out there someplace, it might suddenly become stormy. And yet, because of all the knowledge that he had acquired over the years, he would know how to head back or which direction Chungnak is. Simply by landmarks, or maybe simply because how the drifts are. You know which direction in winter in the morning according to the drifts and according to the landmarks. These things he knew because he learned them from his father. What about you and I? Well, you and I are so smart sometimes we take off as fast as we can on a snowshoe. We don't look up there into the sky to see what's the weather going to be during the daytime. So all we want to do is just go as far as we can. So all we got is in our mind to catch a fox or to catch a pair. We say we're hunters. We grab a rifle and put it on the back. Go out there and try to about a big 450cc or 340cc or whatever. Big horsepower. The bigger, stronger snow machine, the better. You can go out there, wander around, hope for it, and you might see a caribou. But as soon as we see a caribou, we don't try to see which direction it's going. You just see a caribou, you just grab our throttle and off we go. So we just run down that caribou. We don't know what he's got. How? For a bull. It's a caribou, right? And that's what we're going after. And that's exactly how we hunt them. In this day, you walk out there and stop the caribou. If it's rutting season, it's not going to get good. When you look at a herd of caribou, you want to catch a fat one. You know, you can recognize the fat one because you know what a fat one is. But you and I, you just look at a caribou, we don't know which one is fat. We don't know which one is bull or cow. We just go out there and blast away. We don't know how many we want really, but we want to catch some caribou. Pretty soon you get to those caribou, you start getting them. This one, too skinny, I don't want that. Well, this one's a bull, I don't want to catch a bull. Too skinny, so I'll eat it. He's still picking out the ones that he wants. Isn't that the truth? Sometimes we get so smart, we kind of forget what the old folks have been telling us all along. And that's where we've gotten today. We have broken our barriers along the way. Our missionaries, when they first came, their message was good, and it's still good today. Only we've got this barrier, the older folks' language and their Inupiat comfort, and ours, not educated, and has gotten from the Malawi or English way. And that's good. Their survival system is not obsolete. It's just that we don't study it anymore. They knew how tell the weather. They knew some landmarks along their part of the country. They knew generally where the fishes about this time of the year were, and where to set their nets, where to go out and set their trap lines. They knew these things because they grew up being taught these things. But you know, after I've gone through school and gotten back, all I could ever think of when I first came home was to get some kind of job. That's how I got an education. To see the job. No matter what kind of job, as long as it's paying. That's good. I don't know how to craft. That could have been one way of getting income. All the other stuff were okay. But I didn't know them. I haven't been educated along that line. So today we're in that very state. Somewhere along the line, if we had continued in our education, if we had gone to college and gotten a degree, these figures that were presented to us could have meant something. As the assets were given out in so many millions, we could have been able to understand that. As the liabilities on the figures were put down, we put those two together, they're all summed up together, so our business must be doing okay. When we presented the retained earnings, just simply by looking at the retained earnings, we could have been able to tell right out that our business is either doing good or not so good. And then, we as directors, if we can understand this, would direct our staff to do something about it. What's wrong? Where did we go wrong? What's wrong with our business? Why can't we give out shares to our shareholders? You know, the more people that get involved in our corporations, you as an Inupiat, you as a Chungnak Ni, simply because Chungnak is part of Nana, has to become very concerned. Somebody from your very people, our Inupiaq people, has to get committed into doing his part, his or her part. You're a shareholder, so you should be very concerned as to who is running NANA today and who will be running NANA tomorrow. Are we making any preparations towards that line? Are we making sure that our children that are now in school, given certain goals in their education? Are we encouraging our children that are presently in school to continue along these lines? As long as we got certain goals, then we can go for those kind of goals and see and get ourselves committed to doing something. But as long as we don't have any goal, and as long as we keep receiving those $250 checks every year, or as long as the state is bailing us out and the schools continue to run, what's my concern, huh? Everything's okay because my home is okay. My mom's still there. I still get a hot meal every day. My mom still gives me money, or my dad still gives me money every time I go home. Well, how long do you think your mom or your dad is going to be present with us? So we better get very concerned. How many jobs do you think there are right here in Chumnik? How many of those jobs are being held by our Inupiaq here at Chumnik? How many of those jobs can be taken by people here of Chumnik? Again, these are the things that we're very concerned about. That's the reason why we're traveling today to come to see and to understand where we stand as Inupiaq. We are Inupiaq right now. Or are not we? Or are we just Inupiaq on paper and don't know anything about our Chumnik history? Are we just Inupiaq just in color? And allow me all the way through right now as far as our education system are concerned. So we have to begin someplace. Maybe you're a lot further than I am. Maybe you know your language. Maybe you know your family tree. But as far as jobs are concerned, we have to become very, very concerned. Because NANA, as far as NANA is concerned, you're NANA. You are NANA. You are the shareholders. You should be very concerned. And this past 10 years, we've gone this far as business is concerned. As our president has reported, that business is good. Certainly business is good. But what about the next 10 years? What about by 1991, as we're given the stocks to our part of the land, as we're given the right to do what we please? We just remember back now. We all get greedy sometimes. There's always a little bit of greed. Our Bible even teaches that. You know, as Abraham was going into a different part of the country, someplace that he had never been into before. He was married to a nice, beautiful lady, and he knew that. So he became afraid as he was nearing that place. He even told his wife. Now if he asked you, just tell him you're my sister. Imagine that a little bit of news. See, Esau, we hear about the story about Jacob and Esau. As Isaac became old and he's gotten blind, Esau was to have the birthright, right? He was to inherit something from his father. But Jacob, in his greed, went to Isaac and lied to his own dad. Well, sure, I'm Esau, and here's your food. One that you wanted. And even had his mom put that goat's hair and nice hair on. So that when his dad feeling that he feels So grief tends to play a real strong part in our lives. Sometimes we don't want to do it, but we don't do it anyway. But once we have identified ourselves and feel good about ourselves, once we recognize that we are a very special people, we are empaths of Shenmet, or Kakadu, or Kayan, and nobody can take that away from you. You're already an empath. You're already a shareholder in Nana. But how long can we keep those shares? We got no concern whatsoever to continue in our education to take over one day, those jobs. And if those jobs did not come, we could be like this man that have gone through life with all the traits. Simply because he's got no job today, right here in Shanghai, he's not going to give up, he's going to quit, or go into his little hole in his home and just resign from the people of Shanghai. He's going to continue to go out there and get those roots. He's going to go out there and continue to set that net, because he knows there's fish out there, he knows how to survive. He's going to continue to go out there and set those snares wherever he sets them, because that's where his livelihood is. You know how to survive. And that's what we're talking about, survival. And I hope that you have that in your head. Continue to learn to survive. And you'll be proud that you are in your fact, and nobody can take that away.
Number 5 of Warner, that it might be something new in Trump. So Warner in Japan, in Japan, I'm 1932, we gave up in 1931, we followed up with money. 1932, we moved to the first, we look at the stuff of senior to be money. John Una
Millionaire,
sharing rather to me you feel me feel some opponent to me and some other that you made a whole Nana sharing you made a scene and you know it's a thing to me I think it can want to start now but stay with it not hard to do that Bunuhan, ada yang sok mengelitaknya di amat. Duit kesemat itu nalar orangnya suatu waktu nak ada yang sih, karena teman teman ini nak idola, dengan orang ini teman teman ini ada yang sok ini dengan orang apa, ini semua itu nalar waktu, empat karena.
Mualanguk dalam semata ira. Karena anda faham ni kepada ini sejak semula terbuk. Karena buk pada semata ini karena pada segala maksud orang tersi hendak mengkhusi sejak semula terbuk. Karena koneksi semula itu zaman dahulu buk mengkhusi. Kami faham ni, kalau dulu faktor ni, kalau kita ada semua orang ada di sini, di sini tu. Jadi, karena kami tirau ini yang tujuannya, pasien itu, semua ukiran kami, semua tulisan itu, karena kami cinta itu. Karena angin kamu lom sumit kopak kopnik isu mata anu itu disinosok mata anu itu disinosok kalau engenya ni angin kamu ni sebab kopak kopnik naka kopak kopnik karena tangannya itu mau orang anu tangan sinerat tangan sinerat kain lusuh tangan
na kung nagigat ka rin na ito na inyuna yung sapit na ahin sa baga ang makulo na tulangin itinyo sa kukulti gira rin eh kukulti gira rin at pitumuro kung lang mo inyano itupakot inyukul si kutawa at pitumuro ahin ang makulo sa ngayon eh ito na uwasitin si kutawa itinyo kaman na hindi sumarap ka rin na ito luna ka suwane hindi sa operasyon pa ta dam na inyupet ilit kushet ni kumuna hindi sa operasyon pa ta hindi kumakawala rin sa utang hindi sa mga inyay sa tam na kukawad hindi si Nero dam na tayo nero kapit niya kapin sik kudik kudik tam na tam na ilangin isamang sama caranya tak puna ni ini orang mencat kita muncul ni, karena tuhan yang mengasihi kita, tuhan sehari. Kemudian ini sahut ini siap temat suada karena why is necessary karena sulit suada sulit karena itu sahur karena apa tu sulit. Karena itu maksudnya Abdua buruk dia punya urusi. Dia punya urusi sebetulnya itu sini. Dua, universe, spirit, pandemic. Karena kepaaf sila katak mata el. Kepaaf sila katak mata ulang minit matron. Inuweta, inyut, ikna, ikna, pokok ilicat. Karena itu untuk Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, amat kulit kita nenek koyar lup sebenarnya sah sila kata kita karena pun inrecuk karena ekpale juga lup ini mereka tuh karena sili mapo ini mereka karena ini pamit sila cukup lup kita Epawa kuwa, nanakin yung sinyeksa kama, sana evangelist mo, sinyeksa kama, lahat ni tigit na wa, nanakit ilangat no, minister town suwit, ilan ni kong nakakayat na, nalaw may raong wa, kulastapit no, nalaw may raong wedding chak no, ayot sa kulami, na, nalaw may raong na nalas na sinyek, nakakit nga, butang yung group, panang sulitnya tadi malah kita 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 sulit apa pun iring mudik mati kita semua dari dalamnya tiada yang harus selama atau waktu karena sudah dilihat sudah pun kita tahu kalau kita tahu masih kami lagi karena kita dari tahun itu saya kirim ke saya itu kemudian lalu kirim ke saya itu paksa menira kita kita karena kita saya kirim saya itu cuma di dalam satu email kita ngalanya kita ada hero kita kalau ada ilusi yang kita lalu kenalu lalu kita kalau hero kita si bunyi itu sah piyuk piyuk karena sambinyati so sebenarnya kita karena si bunyi itu lupa pada amerika piyuk piyuk di baru ni, kaki baru ni, ini hanya payah mukhlas sukar. Kita akhirnya aku mencuri kaki baru untuk kami nak urus dalam bah suara karena belum Islam ini kepastian. Again, awak pun buka kaki ni, hanya dalam bah nak urus tengah pakai pakai sini, karena si rumah sini di dia ini nak urus. Desa Allah itu kaki malah pikmata, karena apik sekolah itu di desa Allah mata kanu hujan baru, karena sumber cor menurut si orang itu kita malu, but so kalau kita sekarang, mana Allah tahu yang kita mahu. Karena Allah kuyuh cuma ini kekena orang yang kita berpura. Allah kuyuh rumah penyumah ukurit yang mengalukit kekena akan sabarira diri dan nafsi kema ingminya hikmat kemaru ubama berkisah cuma menyebulah penyama inilah mikawamnya kusuh tanwa kemi rakyat kurawa dia. Nova ini kalau itu pun ada hormon juga fikiran kita melalui Nova. Karena itu, karena kita yang merah sahut pelut sebelumnya tak semua. Terima sebab kawan ulah kalau mana dia ni sebab kita Muslim konsulat kalau tak sihkan sebelumnya mana semua tak semua kamu tujuan semua teman sih kalau semua. Terima. Gila pun, gila pun, musuh putih yang menurut itu kerana kini resiki jiwa nak berdiri cuma nak melalui kalau semuanya apa kita musuh lalu awal kita ini sudah nak ada guna seksi buat kami semuanya berdiri kerana musuh semuanya itu. Apabila kami hidup itu inunatik nafir menghidup mana inunatik alukane apabila kau hidup mana panjane inunatik. Kadang-kadang ini sila isu unap silum itu kadang-kadang panok karena isu unne kaki ini sila itu. Tapi kadang-kadang nak kita lihat kadang-kadang kaki ini. Tiup inilah rezeki karena sang bersyukur ulu inilah rezeki.
Break, take a break. Laksa itu semua makau kita ngaji cuba kering nelayan pat. Waktu pasal sampai juga itu lah. Naga terane, naga kiri yuk ini nak lupa kami lupa. Umat kita sekali kita mana, maka kami waktu itu kita ini aku, saya kira nak, hai. because that's the root. Just take a brain left a cow there.
The corporation, you know what we had to do? We fought real hard with politics to try to get that land for our people to try to survive. But then we had to spend all our time doing business. They didn't give us any governmental power. No government. That was for the state, municipal government. So we went to work trying to make NANA work because they made a business out of it. We all enrolled and we became a shareholder instead of a member of the tribe. See, so we all went to work trying to make this business work. It's a tough one because we're not business people. We have to learn. Just like we have to learn politics just to get the land.